Praise God, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. It is so good to be able to rejoice in the Lord and walk in His joy all through your life. You know, that's the promise of the New Testament. Let's look in Philippians chapter 4, and it says this in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Praise God. And it says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. Now, that's hard to arrive at, but it's attainable by the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, there's no way you can figure out this peace of God. People are going to look at you and scratch their head, you know, because you should be falling apart right now. But praise be to God, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you walk in peace. The peace of God in the joy of the Lord is your strength. It says, the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So here's the good news. We're living in the midst of trying times, but we're not going to have nervous breakdowns. We're not going to get depressed and want to go jump off a bridge somewhere. Not God's people. We're going to stay in the battle for the Lord, and we're going to rejoice in Him always, because He is at hand. Just at any moment, the Lord could come back, and He's going to have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to be part of that, and I hope you are too. We're going to decide right now to have the love of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God living and flowing from our lives in the midst of a world that needs to see that. They need to see that part of the church today. They need to see the love of God on display between us, shining out to them, as we read in another devotion, shining out in the midst of a perverse generation. But yet there's still a people in the earth empowered by God to walk in love, to walk in peace, to live in joy, and that would be you and I, in the name of Jesus. So I hope today that you'll consider what we've said. Read the scripture with brand new eyes. I've been saying that a lot lately because that's what God's had on my heart. Read it like it's the first time you ever read it, and then just believe it's true and act upon it, and God will bless your life, and you will be a blessing in this last day's harvest of souls right before the Lord returns. It's called the rapture of the church, and it's going to happen any day now. In Jesus' name. This is Brother Paxton saying go with God, and He will go with you. Bless you.